project Safe Haven, a war resistor support group based in Seattle, has launched a national campaign to gain amnesty for U.S. soldiers who refuse to fight in Iraq. Hundreds of U.S. soldiers have relocated to Canada, Europe, or Latin America after they chose not to serve in the U.S. war and occupation in Iraq. Local folk hero Lieutenant Aaron Watada, the first officer to refuse to serve in Iraq, is still confined to the military base at Fort Lewis near Tacoma, even though his tour of duty was supposed to have ended over a year ago. He still awaits a second court-martial trial after the first one was declared a mistrial. In the meantime, a civilian judge has overruled the military court and has intervened several times in his case. Dozens of other soldiers have either served time in prison or are awaiting trial. Several international efforts have failed to pressure the government of Prime Minister Stephen Harper to grant political asylum to U.S. soldiers now living in Canada. Many of the soldiers have gone into Canada by crossing the border between Washington State and British Columbia, which also served as a point of entry for conscientious objectors escaping to Canada during the U.S. war in Vietnam 4 decades ago. Now, a war resistors support group in Seattle is initiating a national campaign to lobby U.S. President-elect Barack Obama to grant immediate amnesty to all U.S. war resistors who have refused to serve in Iraq. The Seattle group Project Safe Haven was formed by anti-war activists who were instrumental in gaining amnesty for Vietnam War resistors. Their petition asks Obama to grant amnesty to U.S. soldiers on the first day of his administration. It also calls for the immediate withdrawal of all U.S. troops from Iraq and an end to the war in Afghanistan. Other demands include reparations for the people of Iraq and Afghanistan and full benefits and health care for military veterans. According to Project Safe Haven organizer Jerry Condon, the petition is being circulated among national anti-war and veterans groups. This is Mark Taylor Canfield for One World Report.